This is Here and Now.
I woke up this morning and none of the news was good.
David Broza is something of an icon in Israel. The singer-songwriter has recorded more than 30 albums, several of which went platinum. Broza has also been a prominent peace activist for more than three decades. Broza's latest album pulls together his music and activism. It's called East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem. David Broza brought his guitar when he recently visited our studios, and here he is playing his version of Jerusalem, a classic Steve Earle song. The song appears on Broza's new album, which Earle also produced.
And there'll be no barricades then. There'll be no wires or walls, and we can wash all the blood from our hands. And all this hatred from our souls. I believe that on that day, all the children of Abraham will lay down the swords forever in Jerusalem.
That was terrific.
Thank you.
So, first of all, tell me, what was the inspiration for East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem?
Well, I come from Israel. And my career started in Israel and is actually based around Israel. Although I've recorded many albums outside of my Hebrew language, I've recorded a lot of albums in the United States. And I've got about three albums I did in Spain because I grew up part of my life in Spain, so I speak fluent Spanish. And I have been working right from the start of my career, besides the music, being part of the, if you want to call it, the peace movement, the pro-peace movement. And, you know, these 36 years of my life and 36 years of Israel's history and the Middle East history. And about 14 years ago, I was introduced to a Palestinian band and the band leader. The band is called Sabrin. Mm-hmm. And the guy's name is Saeed. And we became friends. There was no agenda. He comes from the Palestinian side. I come from the Israeli side. And we just struck a friendship, which resulted in me going very frequently to his studio in East Jerusalem. And about 3 years ago, it occurred to me that whenever I go up to East Jerusalem, I am the only Israeli. And 3 years ago, I started writing songs in English. And I'm thinking, this is the kind of album I want to record in East Jerusalem. And this time, I'm going to bring my Israeli musicians. And not only that, I've summoned American producer, the great Steve Earle.
Oh, yes.
Who not only did I get him, but I hardly finished requesting his participation when he said, hey, Rosa, I'm on. There's a million and one reasons why one would not go to Israel, okay? I didn't even finish my sentence, and Steve Earle was on board. And for 8 days and eight nights, we created East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem.
In the Gaza, it's the same face I see out in California.
So that's East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem, the title track off your new album. And you wrote it and sang it, of course, there with Wyclef Jean. But David Broza, I wonder, why was it important for you to have the title track emphasize the divided nature of the city?
Tell you the truth, I was kind of reluctant. But when I called Wyclef Jean and I said, let's sit down and write something for my next album, which will be recorded in East Jerusalem. He said, sure, come up one night. It took a while, but I came up. So we sit around the mics and literally start singing. And he's leading it. He's the same face in the Gaza as the same face out in Nevada. Same, you know, all these things. And I think, and I'm answering him. So many places all share the same faces. And then he goes, East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem. I'm thinking, all right, let's say it that way. I mean, he doesn't even know. He's never been there.
East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem, Shalom.
You know, I wanted the Israeli musicians to face and see the Palestinian musicians that I met, the Arab musicians that I've known. And I was hoping they would all come together, which is what happened.
Many places all share the same faces. East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem, Shalom, Salam.
Now, David, I want to talk about why this really matters, because you're not just any Israeli musician.
Right.
I mean, your song, Yehi Tov, from 1977, it basically became one of the anthems of the peace movement during the Arab-Israeli negotiations that were taking place then.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, since you're here, would you mind just singing a little bit of that?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's got maybe 37 verses by now.
How about it? Give me a couple of verses, yeah.
So this is really written as I'm watching with my friend Yonatan Geffen, Israeli poet, as President Anwar Sadat sets foot on Israeli soil. And to us, this is bigger than watching the first man land on the moon, taking the first steps on the moon. It was unbelievable, okay? Because we grow up thinking there'll never be peace. And here it starts. So he writes a poem and he gives it to me. And this is my first song I ever wrote. So,
Ani mabit me'achalon. זה עושה לי די עצוב האביב חלף עבר לו מי יודע אם ישוב הליצן היה למלך הנביא נהיה ליצן ושכחתי את הדרך אבל אני עוד כאן ויהיה טוב יהיה טוב כן לפעמים אני נשבע אז הלילה או הלילה איתך אני נשאר.
There's a verse which I conclude the song with after many additions and trials to conclude the song. This one says that we shall learn to live together under the olive trees. And the children will grow up knowing no more war, no terror, and no frontiers. And that fresh new grass will grow over the graveyards for love and peace. For after 100 years of war, we haven't and will not lose hope. And it goes like this.
Od nilmad lichyot biyachad ben chushot atzei zeiti.
Israeli singer-songwriter David Broza. His new album is East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem. This is Here and Now.
Bli gvulot, bli miklati.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We're talking with Israeli singer-songwriter David Broza about his new album, East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem. Here's another track off that album. It's called Why Can't We Live Together?
Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why. Why can't we live together? Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why. Why can't we live together? Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we be together?
Broza's new work is an eclectic, soulful bunch of tracks that he recorded at the studios of a Palestinian friend in East Jerusalem. Broza is also a well-known peace activist in Israel, and before the break, he described how the album came into being, and that often, when visiting the predominantly Arab East Jerusalem, he'd find that he was the only Israeli musician there in that part of the city. So I asked Broza how that made him feel.
Well, you know, I'm primarily an entertainer. I sing love songs, I write about love, I perform about love, but there's also the private person and the citizen of my country and the citizen of the world, and I care about things. I watch the news, I live the news. In Israel in particular, you live the politics. So it seems, for me, while I was developing my career and I had that first song, Yetov, Things Will Be Better, which had a political connotation to it and came from a political inspiration, 99.9% of the time, politics has no romance. But the people are driven by romance, by passion. And so I think that's where my role comes in. I remind them of the passion that and the romance behind it. And so 36 years later, I'm still not only committed, I have seen so much. So I'm still that positive guy who wrote that song then. And so when I was introduced to these musicians in East Jerusalem, it was very, very obvious to me that I'm going to strike up a relationship, a meaningful one, and stay there as long as I'm welcomed.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about some particular songs, because I want to hear a little bit of a song called Key to the Memory. It's one that was co-written with the Palestinian composer Saeed Murad, who owns the studio where you recorded this album. You sing a verse in Hebrew, and then Palestinian singer Mira Awad sings in Arabic. So let's listen to a little bit of it.
Well, the Key to the Memory is really about refugees, not necessarily Palestinian refugees. It's about the people who are displaced. All these places in the world where it could be from a tsunami, it could be from war, all kinds of reasons why people have to move. But, you know, the first thing that you do is you erase the immediate past and try to move on in life. And then sometimes your memory becomes, you know, a little bit vague. And what I'm trying to say is, hold on to the key to the memory and don't forget where you're from. Always remember and always allow yourself to fall into that place, because this is you.
May you keep your feet on the ground, make your way until you have found the key to the memory that you left behind. May the wind in your eyes be the carrier.
So you mentioned refugees. There's one more song that I want to hear from East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem. And this is a song called Peace Ain't Nothing But a Word, which you co-wrote with the Palestinian duo G-Town.
Yes.
So let's listen to a bit of that.
And Steve Earle.
P-E-A-C-E.
That's the word that I want to be. Or maybe I could be the L-O-V-E. Or just the big old H-U-G.
This is a poem that I wrote originally. It was a poem, or a play with words, where I was imagining, you know, kids pretending to be a word and spelling it out. I wrote it in my sleep, literally. I typed it on my BlackBerry half asleep. Next morning I found it. I knew this was something that I would want to put in the liner notes in the album. And Steve saw that and he said, this could be a great song. So I'm going to bring you a loop of rhythm. I'm going to write you a refrain so you can sing. And he's the one who put together the piece Ain't Nothing But a Word. He wrote those words and he helped reshape the words all together. And then Muhammad did his English, and Muhammad's partner, these are the refugees from the camp, from Shafat in East Jerusalem. And they're really wonderful, wonderful musicians and great friends. And so Fadi, his partner, sings in Arabic. And then I called an Israeli hip-hop guy to sing. And it's not far from where we stand all together in the mood. And it is actually everything the album is about.
So G-Town, as you just mentioned, their home is the Shuafat refugee camp.
Yeah, Muhammad Mughrabi is born there, raised there, and doesn't look like he will ever leave.
And you've been there, you've visited.
I work with him there, yeah. It started with one night saying, would you take me to your camp? He was surprised, but he said yes. So then we started going every night from 1 in the morning till sunrise. And while everybody else is sleeping, I would be working with him and getting the vibe. The next day I'd be back recording in the studio. And this turned out, on the last visit, I said, can I come and is there a chance I could ever perform or work with some kids? And we've come to the point where we're actually, it seems like we are building a school for music and performing arts in the camp. They've never had that before. The kids are so psyched and the parents are so happy.
You know, what I enjoyed most about listening to the new album was that through the music you hear a more textured sound of life in Jerusalem. Because, you know, when outside of the region, all the news that goes on there is painted in very stark colors.
Totally.
Whereas real life is never so black and white. Right. So I'm wondering, as people do hear the album and listen to you perform, what do you hope they take away from it?
First of all, I want them to take away the music. Music is definitely a bridge builder, and it's a way to reach out, not just in Israel-Palestine. I'm not thinking that we're going to resolve any problems in Israel-Palestine. My particular relationships with these people is going to be great. Maybe it'll affect others and inspire. For Muhammad, the kids around him and the kids in the camp to be inspired to become musicians, because he says it's changed his life. And I think it can change lives of people in the favelas, in the ghettos, in East LA, down in Deep South, and in all kinds of places which are impoverished and seems like nothing else can help. I think music does.
David Broz's new album, East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem, comes out on January 14th. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you very much.
And we recorded one additional song with David Broz when he visited our studios. He did bring his guitar, as I mentioned. Here he sings 1, 2, 3 from his new album. It's the first song he ever wrote in English.
Preaching one tonight, just want to tell my tale. When the sun will rise tomorrow, it'll shed light on some facts from hell. Clouds are floating in the sky, shift the mood so fast, like on the streets of Jerusalem, where the quiet's not meant to last. I'm gonna find you tonight, I'm gonna count from 1, 2, 3. I'm gonna feel the peace within me, with you right here next to me. I was born into this reality, I was brought up with a war. It doesn't mean I must accept it, don't wanna fight no more. Young people from
David Broza performing right here in the Here and Now studios. You can hear the full version of this song and two others at hereandnow.org. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
I'm going to count from 1, 2, 3. I'm going to feel the peace within me, with you right here next to me.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art, presenting Bill T. Jones in Storytime, a new dance work inspired by John Cage, February 21st through 23rd, ICABoston.org.